just want to say I appreciate every one of you for your prayers for me and all that you have been doing since I've been down. Well, I believe the battle has been completely won, but God cease to continue to pray for me until I'm able to fully come to myself. God bless you. I appreciate the ministers. I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our gracious Father, we thank you very much this morning for bringing us to your house, the beginning of another week and another memorial of your resurrection. We are grateful unto you for your keeping grace for us for these 6 months of the year. Lord, as we hit the first half today, by your grace, we are grateful unto you. We thank you for all your blessings unto us, both spiritually and physically. We thank you for your healing hands upon us. We are grateful unto you. We thank you for your protection, both day and night. Thank you for provisions of our needs, especially at this difficult period in our country. We thank you for your miracles on daily basis. We are grateful to you. Dear Lord, we thank you also for your servant. Lord, we thank you for thus far your grace has been upon him. Thank you for all you have accomplished already. And thank you for answers to our prayers. Dear Lord, because when you start a thing, you bring to completion. And you told us that we should ask until our joys are full. Therefore, we ask, O God, that you that have started the good work in his body, you bring it to perfection, to the glory of your name, so that very soon by your grace, it be fully back to his full head and back to his post of duty. Let it be, Heavenly Father. We want to remember your servant who has traveled is in Edo State. We pray you will be with him. Be his strength. Make use of him a channel of blessing to your people. Lord, see him through all his missionary trip, that by the time he will return, he will come with abundance of testimonies. Your servant who has gone to Bakatari to stand in for, Lord, your servant who is here today, we pray you also be with him and anoint him specially, make him a great blessing to your children. Thank you, Father. Some of our people that are not in church, maybe on account of ill health, we ask that you perfect their health. Lord, we also pray for those who have traveled, that you watch over them and bring them back safely when they will return. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for the Sunday school and the blessings. And we thank you for the worship service. We thank you for special numbers. Thank you for testimonies at the time of testimonies. We thank you for everything you have done for us. As we leave this service this morning to your hand, that your grace will be with us and bless us and draw us closer unto you. While we are praying for ourselves here, we are remembering others that are gathered in like manner across this nation and other nations of the world. May your blessings be upon your people. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. You can please be seated. When Jesus come to reward his servants, what?
Thank you.
A brother wants to be baptized this afternoon. I'm sorry, the information came late. Well, but, Prof, you are welcome, man. From the burial and the rest of it. We already read the letter of appreciation last week as the chairman sent it across. Thank you for thanking us. You are welcome. God bless you. Shall we rise up now? We'll continue our sermon by turning to the scriptures. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 5 to 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 5 to 7. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in their hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and givest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? Amen. Let's quickly turn to James 2:23, then James 2:23, he said, and the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Before we read from John, let's read Isaiah 41 verse 8. Just one verse, then we read one verse, then that's all. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. St. John 15, verse 14. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. The church looked really full this morning. Okay. We congratulate Sister Karen Adekunle for a worthy award. She came first in an essay competition and in a colorful celebration at the Odogwu Barracks. She was awarded handsomely. So, God bless you, Karen. That's good of you. I was telling the father that that's the way May 70 people do. You know, she was born May 17th. I've not seen a dull one yet, born on May 17th. When you get one, let me know. I think Rafa sure shared the same thought with me because he said he has also not seen one. There's May 17 in the scripture, and May 17 is aligned with the messages. The Lord bless you. There's no other word. I mean, this earthly something. Otherwise, we will have converted to a born May 17. So, God bless you richly. Yeah. We thank the Lord for everything. We've been on this subject for maybe this is the third or fourth time or thereabouts that we'll be taking it with Sundays. But, and I will try not to add other things, though there are other things that are, but I want to package those ones for another subject so that I can just get done with this, that we take another subject. We are speaking on friendship. It's a very great thing, as we have known. You know, Abraham was prominent in the scriptures that we read. Abraham is called the friend of God. And you see that even in the book of Isaiah 41, verse 8 that we just read, Abraham, God himself said, he said, Israel, you are my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. God himself said, is my friend. And Jesus said, there is a condition how we can be his friends. He said, if you do whatsoever I command you, he said, then you are my friends. So, and all of us want to be the friend of God. Don't we? I would rather be the friend of God than to be the friend of the governor. I prefer to be God's friend than to be the friend of the president. Because these are mortal people, they will die. And they will die and they will end their life. But if you are in friendship with Jesus, then it's an eternal friendship. Amen. So we've read quotes, which we are not going to be reading all of them, but there is one major thing that I would like to always call our attention to. Brother Abraham, in the message, The Waters of Separation, he told us that America has had a lot of preachings from great men of God, men like Oral Roberts, Bill Graham, and several of them, not to talk of the prophet himself. And he said, and when these people are preaching, he said, and great crowds and trumps, they come out, they listen to those sermons, they sit down, and then they go on their same routine after they have had the message. Then the prophet is saying that is spiritual. In other words, it's not ordinary. What will make somebody to come and sit down and hear God's word and continue as if he has not heard? Abraham said it is spiritual. He said it is not ordinary. We have read the quotes. I'm only prophesying. Precisely that waters of separation, paragraph 5 to paragraph 8, I think, or 7, was what I read. And precisely paragraph 6 is what I'm stressing now. If you only knew, friend, that is spiritual. You have to realize that every person has a spirit in them. So that is one thing that you have to know under this topic of friendship. That every human being, they have a spirit in them. And the prophet said, if the person could look to see what kind of spirit that dominated their life, he said, you that are indifferent towards Christ, you'll be ashamed of yourself. And then Brother Brown went ahead to tell us that he gave us some experiences of his encounter with demon-possessed people. And when these demons are cast out, the way they appear, no physical. Sometimes they make themselves physical that the people see it. And every time those spirits are cast out, Brother Abraham do see them. But it is only in some few instances that God permit the people to see it. The spirit that makes somebody to drink, that makes somebody to lie, that makes somebody to flirt, that makes somebody to do all kinds of evil, if those spirits are casted out, and you see it, you say, hey, is this what has been inside of me? You will fear. And we also make reference back to Nelly Sanders in the early part of Abraham's ministry, before he was even married. That is, in the mid-30s. So, now the prophet said, people that have this spirit in them, it's a money on them, they are very beautiful outside. But the spirit inside is something else. Then we look at the alliance of Ahab and Jehoshaphat. We went through 1 Kings chapter 22. We are not going to go through it again. I'm only making reference. After which we read the quote from God keeps his word. I was preached January 15, 1957, and the prophet gave a warning in paragraph 85 of it. He said, watch your associates, keep your company clean. Say, don't go in the pool room with that boy just because you think you can win him to Christ. If you can't win him to Christ in the church, and you cannot win him to Christ out in your home, or when you are sitting in your car, you will never do it in the pool room. Brother Brown said, I tell you, you are on devil's ground. So there are devil's ground. If you go and put yourself, carry your two legs to walk to devil's ground, whatsoever you see there, you are the one that will manage it. And the spirit is easy to enter a human being. It's not easy to go out. Because it takes a stronger power to send him out. And I can tell you that it is not all men that is given the gift to even cast out devils. We can say that all Christians are commissioned, but people are actually gifted with gifts of healing and gifts of miracles, gifts of casting out of devils. People are specially gifted. And people have mistaken Pentecostal jangolism and the rest of it to be spirituality, when it is not. In most of these Pentecostal whatsoever, you go there and you carry more demons. Especially you that have been privileged to be at a higher table. The message of the hour is a higher table. If you descend from this one to go and partake of lower table, go and partake with the chickens. Because denominations, they are chickens. You go and eat with the deep chickens. Then, you are acting like the, Jeroboam, or what is his name, that was backsliding, and he had a problem. The child was sick. And because of his backsliding condition, he could not go to go and approach the prophet Ahijah, who was then in the land, God's prophet. Therefore, he sent his wife to go. And he told the wife that when you go, you disguise yourself. Of course, Ahijah, because of age, his eye was already dim, he can almost see. Like we had in the Sunday school, that God can deal with somebody without all this physical something, more than what you could deal with some people with everything complete. Ahijah the prophet was blind physically, but not spiritually. And he was sitting in his room when disguised wife of Jeroboam came. And while she was outside perhaps knocking, the prophet said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Thou wife of Jeroboam, come inside. Why did you need to disguise yourself? He said, the thing you come here for is that your husband sent you to come and find out whether the child, what will become of the child. He said, I have every tidings for you. You go back, say, as you are going back, as your leg is entering inside the city, the child will die. You won't meet him alive. Because when you sow to the wind, you reap the wine wind. Don't go to the devil's ground. And we read, it was God that spared the life of Jehoshaphat when he went to form alliance with Ahab. And your wife is sleeping. And another fair lady at the back, they are sleeping. Yeah. So, and when they formed the alliance, you know, we have gone through it, you know, and Ahab, because he fell one kind. Say, this Micaiah, though his word used to be, but we can never tell. Then, he said, I will disguise myself. He said, but you, Jehoshaphat, just dress your kingly whatever and let's go. You won't push evil to him. Those people are very smart. All these demonic possessed, they are very smart. Brother Abraham told us that it is goats that normally lead sheep to the slaughter. Say when they read the cuttings on the block, it will jump off. And then the sheep will just, the thing will just cut his head. If you look, if you are driving on the road and you see goat want to pass, you can drive for 1 year, you never see one goat killed. But sheep, once they enter the road, they enter the road. So if you know brake, you go kill them. But goat has brake. The brake of a knee is ABS, automatic brake system. Goat has. If you go like this, it will turn back. It don't go. The brake of goat is sharper than that of the vehicle. It will escape. But that of sheep, no brake. Once you put it, don't put it with that. So to follow goat is a very, you are risking your life. Who is a goat? This body that we carry, they all look wonderful when we, especially when we put good clothes on it. You look handsome, you look beautiful. But the spirit inside, the prophet told us in the message identification, all of us that are here on earth, we reflected some characters in the scripture. Ali, can you find a human being that doesn't have a reflection in the scripture? When the prophet preached those identification sermons, he said, you look at your life and look at the Bible characters and see the one that you resemble. It means that the spirit that lives inside of that one is presently living inside of you. Now, when you are doing that, be honest with yourself. So that if presently you resemble Jezebel, don't say that you look like Sarah. Go before God, like the scripture told us in Hebrews 12, no 13. He said, the Father of us with whom we have to do. Is it 13? Go back to verse 12. The scripture I'm looking for. That's not the scripture I'm looking for. Is it 4, 12, 13, what is that about? God knows everybody. Yes, then the next verse. Yeah. He said, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. Say, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. All things, they are naked and open before him, with whom we have to do. He knows me, he knows you. So when you are going to approach God, be honest with yourself. That's the only way you can be helped. The one thing that helped Jacob was the honesty. When he was asked, what is your name? He didn't say, well, I'll be a wonderful brother. He said, I am Jacob. Which by Abraham, in the raw something means, I am a supplanter. I am a deceiver. That has been my life. And that is when he was coming to God's terms. Okay, so what do you now want? He said, I want to be changed. In Brother Abraham's word, the angel told him that if I have to touch you, it will affect your walking. He said, I don't mind. And from that day, he started to walk limping like this one. Because the place where the angel told him, it caused a disjoint in his bone. So he was no more a handsome man that with his shoulders straight that can walk that maybe women will admire. It affected his figure. And the prophet said that anybody like that that come to Christ and God touches you, there will be some differences. It may not affect your physical figure, and in some cases, it will affect. If your physical appearance is not pleasing unto God, whatsoever is not pleasing unto God there, it will make you to deal with those ones. I don't want to go into that detail for today. Amen. Now the prophet said, he mentioned in Why Are We Not a Denomination, that a man was talking with him, that he had a good and honest boy. Say, boy, does he know what is happening to him nowadays? That everything fine, he just take it. Everything is fine, he just take it. Something he doesn't used to do before. Daddy, your money is here. Daddy, but now they inside pocket. Brother Brown said that the answer is that he's associating with a thief. He has gotten a friend who is a thief. And that thing cannot be cured until he's fully separated from daddy's friend. And not only that, the demon that he has already got inside, God deliver him from that spirit. Amen. In the message, Invasion of the United States, the prophet told us that if his boy go out and come back inside and they watch him, he said he can tell who the boy has been with. When he watch the character, when he watch the way he talk, he can say the kind of person that has moved it in this one day out. And we read from End Time Evangelism, Brother Brown warning us that we should be careful who our children work with, because maybe you go out, he just mentioned the name Oswald, just for, he say, there may be an atheist, that's a heathen, an unbeliever, and before you know what's happening, say the life is ruined, and you don't know what he is, and so on and so forth. Then we went to the case of a lady in the message Fasting for Life, paragraph 63-64, where the girl was raised up initially in a Christian home, and the boys moved out with somebody who the prophet said that the parents of the girl, they were Nazarenes. In a Christian home. No, Nazarenes, they believe strictly in holiness. Nazarenes. They believe strictly in holiness. In holiness to the extent that when Brother Abraham himself hired a truck driver to drive a truck for him because there were two vehicles, he drive one, he hired somebody to drive the other one, not knowing that the person he hired was a smoker. And when he was to load in that place, then he went to the back of the vehicle and started smoking. And then the people of the people in that door, they called Brother Abraham, said, Brother Abraham, why did you bring a smoker to our ground here to pollute this place? Brother Abraham said, I didn't know that he smokes. I just hired him. He said, and few minutes now he'll be fired. He said, don't bring a person like that one to corrupt our place here. We raise our people different from that one. Brother Abraham has to apologize. There are so many things in the message that many of us are ignorant of. But the Lord helping us, we'll visit some of them very soon. Because I don't want to know what they preach in that church. That one is everybody will be responsible for what he preach. I will be responsible for what I preach. Oh, yeah. There was another case, the prophet told us of a girl. Okay, this one where I just was going through, the cork, the spike, a coke with some chemical that made the person to, the girl to slip off in a few minutes after drinking. And then, said it was the second day she woke up in a motel room. And then he said her morals was ruined. He said she got pregnant in that one act. I'm sure that she wouldn't even know how many people live with her. In some cases, there may be up to five, that all of them will have their time. And then he doesn't know who is the father. pregnancy is there. So she was telling the prophet. So Brother Abraham said, God will forgive you. She has said, yes, Brother Abraham, I know that. That is right. He said, he will forgive me. He said, but this mark, I will carry it to the longest day I live. Brother said, that is right. It will haunt you. If the people that are not yet defiled, if they will have their ears open and their eyes open and listen to what we are saying, you may save yourself of future sorrow. But if you tell the attitude that their own is too hard, you will pay for it one of these days. There was another girl to the prophet brought, talk about a case, the message from that time that was preached, March 31, 1960. And Abraham says it was in an insane institution where he went. And he saw a girl, he see plenty of people there. Abraham said, I don't even know where to start from. Then the girl said, if you don't mind, you can start from me. Abraham said, but you are not a patient. Brother Abraham thought that she's there to take care of somebody else. She said, I'm a patient. Brother Abraham said, what is wrong with you? She said that I suppose that I am insane. Somebody saying that, when somebody is saying that she is insane, you know, the person is conscious. Normally, insane people used to tell sane people that you are insane. Have you not seen that before? Several times. You see insane people, we tell you that. Is the one that is insane. Then he asked Abraham if you can listen to this. He said, yes, we can tell your story. He said, she was also raised in a real Christian home. Listen. Most of the people that go wrong today, they were raised right in a good environment, in a Christian home. But it is because of friendship that got them in the condition that they are. I told you last Sunday or so, when we were small, we used to do tango and no banana. We say, you know, little children in the primary school. Then, people will hold their hands together, form a circle. Somebody will be inside, somebody will be outside running. So this one that is inside will be coming out and be coming in, coming out and coming in, coming out and coming in, coming out and coming in. When that one outside grab him, then he's the one that will stay outside by himself. The devil, according to the scripture, went about like a roaring lion, seeking whom to devour. And once he see people gather like this around the word of God, feasting around the word of God, he is moving outside to see any of them that will sneak out. You sneak out, he don't grab you. He grab you, he will make you worse than people that never stepped touch in their life. I am telling you. That I can tell you for free. The aim is that he wants you to go to the extent that you yourself will believe that you can never be forgiven. No, that is what Satan will do. He will make you to touch everything touchable under the sun so that you will believe yourself that you can never be saved again. And once you get that one settled in your heart, it is only predestination that can bring you out. This girl here said that she started going with a boy that smoked. If somebody is raised in a Christian home, what business has he to be making somebody who is a smoker a friend? See, the boy is nice, so the only thing with him is that he smokes. And I'll be talking to him about it. Look, you will die spiritually. He said, the first thing you know, I was smoking. He said, then one night, he spiked a coke with whiskey. When he see that, it's only, you don't know, drinking, you have to come fully now. She's being initiated. Then she added whiskey to a coke and cocked it back. And then he said, that started me drinking. He said, and I started from that to prostitution. These are the normal lines that Satan goes. He takes you from the mild one to the second stage, to the third stage, to fourth stage, on and on and on like that, until you get to a time that your conscience is seared with an iron rod. That you don't no more hear conscience. Do you know that people, no matter how hard you preach like this one, it doesn't touch them? Oh, sure. Why some people will almost die when they hear God's word? When we are young and we are coming up, you hear some sermon like this one, oh, merciful God. You will think that the end has come. And I don't think that those sermons are even hotter than what we are preaching also now. But why? Satan has graduated. Hardening. You know, this is the last generation. This is the culmination of all demon powers. Abraham expressed that to us through the seven seas. That all the powers from all the ages is gathered here. And it's the most deceitful age you can ever think of. Religious, but demon possessed. This lady, when she started into prostitution, said, and I have lived in the very gutters of the blackest of hell. It was her own mouth she was using to narrate her experience. That if you can talk of Satan, me, I have lived like Satan. May God be gracious to us. We made reference to Amos 3:3 that the scripture said that two cannot work together except they agree. And 2 Corinthians 6 told us from verse 14 that we should not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Say, because what fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? Or what communion does light and darkness have? They don't have communion. And he said, what concord? Concord means agreement. Though Christ has with Belial. Or what path? He that believeth with an infidel. Infidel is an unbeliever. If you believe, you have nothing to do with unbelievers. You see, and what agreement at the temple of God with idols? And he said, come out from among them, my people, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. Amen. James 4:4 told us that, ye adulterers and adulteresses, ye know not that the friendship, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? If you are a friend with this world, you are an enemy to God. Am I communicating? When we are reading direct scriptures, I don't think we need to be quiet. You let us know the side you belong to. If you are in friendship with this world, automatically you are an enemy to God. He said, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That is direct scripture. Yes. In 2 Samuel 13, we went through the case of Amnon and the Jonadab. They are cousins. Their fathers are siblings. And Jonadab taught Amnon how to entice Tamar, his half-sister, so that he can live with her. A terrible situation. And this Jonadab, the Bible said that he was a soft man. When you have a friend, if he's soft, you will know. Subtlety is someone who is wise in an ungodly way. That is subtlety. He's smart and he's wise, but in an ungodly way. The gift of wisdom is also God's gift, spiritually. But when the wisdom is an evil wisdom, the person is subtle. The Bible says that Jonadab was a subtle man, very subtle man. Then he was friend. Then he saw Amnon. He was getting lean. Amnon, why are you getting lean? A prince? Your father is the king? And you are getting lean? Is it financial problem you have? That somebody will see on your fifth child. He's getting lean. Is it because of the way Nigeria? Which Nigeria? On his child? Is it in Nigeria situation? Where's it concerning? If he has 200 children, they can eat to the food. Why are you getting it? You see, the problem is I've been taking this time. I think of every day. I couldn't sleep. I don't know. Because, you know, it's my sister. How to approach her? Now, how? Is that your problem? You say, leave that thing. Leave that thing. I have the idea. Say, what's the idea? Go and lie down on the bed and say you are sick. The news will get to the king that you are sick. When he come and visit you, tell him that you should let Tamar come and cook for you so that you can eat. Then Amnon, because light beget light. When you are friend with somebody, the same spirit will be walking inside of you. So he also borrowed the idea and went to go and lay, say he's sick. The king come. After the king come, say, Daddy, if you can let Tamar, my sister, come so that I can dress food for me so that I can eat. Because I have not been having appetite. I think there's a way she will prepare it if to help me. The king innocently say, oh, yeah, Tamar, go and dress food for your brother. And again, now, generally women, they are not smart. Yes. The Bible says so, the message says so. That they are 1,000 times easier deceived than man. The girl got there, cooked the food. Instead of dining table, she bring him to the room. She no feel anything. Bring him to the room. Carry the thing, get the room, then he close the door. Is it? Do you have aunt? Is aunt paining you that you cannot carry the food to your mouth? Or what is it? Even when that will happen, if the girl has grabbed the man in his something and twisted it like this, way to end the story. There are some techniques to deliver yourself in some situations. Yes. That you will deliver yourself. If not here, you take to meet him in his privacy, unexpectedly, well, like this one, he will just lie down flat. That will be the end of the story. You will save yourself. He will tell the story. What happened to that area? But if you are laughing like a nigga, I don't like those things. You don't like what? You like it. You don't like what? Well, because of that, something we follow the story to the extent that because Tamar was Absalom's sister. He was the one that saw Tamar after the whole thing because the thing turned to hatred very terribly. The Bible said that the hatred said was greater than the love. Then, say, Amnon has lived with you, so don't worry. It's your brother. Well, you come and stay in my house, don't worry. Then, the man came in his heart. 2 years after, he says he's sharing his sheep. He went to meet the king that he wants the king and the princes to all be there. They will be chargeable to you. We eat your food. Say, don't worry. This is a press and press. And at the end of the day, king said, I will not go. Say, okay, I release all the princes to go with you. Absalom arranged that when the man don't they drink, Amnon, this because of Amnon, I call this feast. When he don't they drink, they drink. And the thing said, but they just smiting when I give command. Smiting, don't fear. It's me that give the command. Don't fear. And smote him. Everybody fled. Maybe they thought everybody was to be killed. Now let that person. When the wala busted, and the people ran there, and the information went out, it is the same Jonadab. This same Jonadab that went to go and meet the king. He said, don't think that all the children of the king. He said, it's only Amnon that is there. He said, it was that thing that happened the other day. It was Absalom that do that thing. You are the one that is here. You are the one that is here. Some two people. And you have this one as a friend. You don't run for your life. He will finish you. He was the one comforting the king. He was the one that planned the thing how it will work. He was the one coming here to comfort. He was the one doing this one. He's the one that first of all see them coming. He says, see, now they are already coming. This and that. A soft man. They are human beings. Those who did never die. They are living inside mortars up to now. That's why today, Brother Abraham said, to find a virgin now. That is, he was talking even in his own time. He said, some three things might be responsible before you can find a virgin. In a message of question and answer that I preached in 1954, January 3 in the morning, paragraph 135, he said, a young man trying to find a wife that is even a virgin, that is moral, we have to go around some good, little, old, Holy Ghost church. That's number one. Where you can find a virgin. Good, Holy Ghost church. To find one. And that's exactly right. Number two. Say, where a man just kept her in. Where they don't give her freedom to always go anywhere she likes. Like Brother Abraham did for Rebecca. I have the quote here. Abraham said, talking to the wife, said, we have kept her in. But the ones that are giving liberty, oh, you want to go and see your friend? Okay, I got me. No, don't be late. When he reaches, say, ah, why you come late night? Don't they reach 9 o'clock? There was traffic. Then number three. And got a little decency about her. Either she's in an Holy Ghost church, where the parents kept them in number two. Number three, he said, where she herself got a little decency about herself. Forget about a lot of stories people told. You are only talking to the birds. It was when I don't tell stories. Were you raped? Were you raped? Gone are the days in our own time. If somebody is to come and be blessed, it's not a virgin. It doesn't wear faith. Doesn't wear faith. So by the wedding, you already know that this one is not a virgin. But finally, one time. A quote was saying that it's also a sign of somebody to come to our head. Under that one, everybody is fear. But the one that has finished, but what is fear? I want to say something that I've said before. I want to repeat it here. My conviction about guests that do agree for unbelievers is because their stories is not tellable to a brother. You can have your opinion. But there are stories that some brothers will tell. I say, well, I will contact you. Because the message requires that everything that happens, you have to tell the boy. But unbeliever doesn't know nothing. They don't need any story. But here, in the household of faith, in this message, you have to tell your story. Some couple years back, it happened somewhere that a girl like that one, somebody had been living with her Unfortunately, it's the pastor. Yeah. And she got married. And nothing was forthcoming. One day, a hot message came. And she felt condemned. And she was not herself. There are some times that things can happen, you'll be disorganized. All your system will just scatter. That you can't do nothing else again. Look! Then she now called a new pastor and said, well, I can't get myself. What thing happened? This and that and that. You mean it? In the, when Brabram was talking in the COD question and answer, talking about Rebecca, about how she was behaving and things around the time that she was having her teenage problems, 1964, August 23 in the morning, rather 1:29 and 1:30. The prophet said, they got away from the Bible. They all went to church and made bunko games and things like that. And you see, you are trying to polish up like Satan's ground out Hollywood. You could never bring Hollywood into the church. I mean the church into Hollywood. You've got to bring Hollywood to your grounds. Not go on their grounds. No, this one is still for another day. I just happen to read this one. Let them come over here. We got something they know nothing about. So we got down on our knees and committed it to God. I said, I know she's 18 years old. She will be in a few days. And a girl that age will think about boyfriends. And we have kept her in. I said, I never wanted to see her get married. This was the prophet's desire. I want to put her in the office here to do the work. I want to see her filled with the Spirit and live like that. And she, well, we all wanted that. She said, well, we can't do that. Said, she just won't listen to it. This was, Brother Abraham do everything to make sure that the children does not mingle with the outside world. Say, so we have kept her in. In an age, when girls are growing, you reach a age, they think of the opposite sex. Even in our own time, there was this sanity. In this period that we are living in now, almost from primary school, they start teaching them rottenness. No wonder Abraham said, education is of the devil. What they teach them now is something that should not come to their ears. They teach them rottenness from primary school, teach them terrible things in the secondary school. By the time they are in the university or whatever college or whatsoever, polytechnic and things, the ones that doesn't have decency about them, they start displaying foolishness. Remember that all that you sow, you will reap. There is a recording that is going on about every second of your life. A camera is on you. Go and sleep with lecturer. Go and sleep with this. You will pay for it. You will pay for it. There was a sister somewhere a few years, some years back. And brothers have been coming around and things like that. Well, all of a sudden, she got close to a lecturer somewhere. She go to the lecturer's house, go and help her to cook, help her to wash clothes, help him to wash clothes. And the lecturer, a man. So one day, the lecturer go back home and saw that she has done the work. She lie down on the bed in a position that is suggested. So the lecturer know that this one is looking for something. So finally, he gave it to her. And then she become pregnant. That's the end of it. The lecturer was already a married man before. Now see inside the message. Now even daughter of a minister. Yeah. No ministers are no angels. Yes. The only thing that God will hold whosoever for is whether you play your part or you don't play your part. If you don't play your part, God will hold the parents responsible. But if they play their part of the fullest and they can stand before God and the only angels and say we played our part, then the blood will be on that child. And Brother Abraham said, it's a prophecy. He said, you will suffer for it down the road. There is nothing you can ever do under this sun that you will not suffer for it. You will suffer for it. Because you know better. Dinah, Genesis chapter 34, verse 1 and 2. Or Dinah, whatever the pronunciation, phonetic, whatever it will be. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. She had no business going to see the daughters of the land. And today, anybody outside of this message, and even if you are not in this message, and you are not upright, you are like the daughters of the land. This Dinah went to go and see the daughters of the land, which she has no business to have done that. And Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her. He took her and lay with her and defiled her. That's all. Because she went to see the daughters of the land. Even though Simeon and Levi, they gathered together and talked to those people in subtlety that you should, if you want to marry from us, because they came saying that any dowry, whether you ask for billion, we are ready to pay. Say, no worry, that one is not even the main thing now. The main thing is that you who should be circumcised. If you are circumcised, then you can marry freely. Now, deceit, they want to destroy them. So, because of the loss that is working on them, they went and stayed in the gate of the city and begin to tell everybody, this is who, in fact, they are ready now to be released. And you know, their guests are very beautiful. They are religious, they are decent. They never finish. We have finished our own, but they never finish their own. So, if you can, you can get my wife from there. Everybody, old and young, they carry knife, begin to cut the teeth. On the third day, they came with their sword. They won't see, that your wound, I hope you say, getting better. The fear, from house to house, fear, from house to house, fear. They killed all the men there, and they left the place, and they took Dinah, and they left the place. Even despite that, Dinah is defied. She is defied. There is nothing to do to mend that thing. It's defied by the uncircumcised. May God be gracious to us. In the message, the seed of discrepancy, paragraph 36. The prophet said, Judas only played church. He wasn't really sincere. He didn't actually have faith. He would have never betrayed Jesus. But see, he sowed that seed of discrepancy. He thought that he could make friends with the world, Mammon, and also have friendship with Jesus. But it was too late for him to do anything about it. When the dead hour came, when he did this evil thing, he crossed the separating line between going forward and returning back. He had to go on in the way that he went as a deceiver. He sowed the seed of discrepancy. He tried to find favor with those great organizations of that day, with the Pharisees and Sadducees, and thought he would make himself a piece of money and will be popular among the people. If that doesn't cause so many people to get in that discrepancy, trying to find favor with man, be careful. There is limit to go in finding favor with man. A brother in Liberia, when I went there, his profession was to produce clothes. He got connection to the presidency that he can sew clothes for the president himself. But he was asked to come 12 midnight. Somebody warned him. He said, be careful. Then people are gay. When you get to that place, there's no way to return as you are. That's how he pulled back. Everything is not money. Everything is not connection. Everything is not business. You have to have discernment and pray very well. All the money you want to make, how many are you going to eat in this world? How many will you eat? How many house will you live in? How many car will you ride? All these things are physical things. They will end. The car you buy today in your wife, Korokoro, something can spark fire and it burn to ashes. That's the end of that millions you have spent, whether it is 15 or 20 million, it has come to its end. I have a video clip in my phone of late Akeredolu, the governor of Ondo State. I don't know what they were doing at that time when he was speaking in a church. He said, what it means that, say you will be praying for us that we'll be doing well. He was saying that after the sermon had been preached in a cathedral. Tinubu, I don't think, was president then. He was sitting down. Sanwo-Olu was there. And all those people, they were all sitting down there because the video showed them. He said, he now turned to the bishop. Say, I heard your sermon. That you say that the people that are investing money, I want to call Oluje. He said that it's not only when you die that you will lose the money. He said nowadays, say Korokoro in your eyes, EFCC, they will come and collect the money in your Korokoro eyes. So all the politicians, they begin to laugh and to knock it. Did they stop eating it? The Akeredolu now is gone. What about our former governor here? He is gone. The president of Iran is gone. He's in Iran. Then the vice president of which country also here? Also for the inside play. That one too is gone. Money. The Bible says that the love of money. Money is not the root of evil, but the love of it is the root of evil. Because if anybody say money is evil, then it will be contrary to the scripture. Because another scripture says that money answereth all things. But it is the love of it. Judas was a disciple. He was an apostle. But he wants to make friend here and make friend here. So he was paying double game. And Jesus was looking at him. He thought Jesus was here. Jesus saw him. He was doing like this one. Even the disciples had also seen some of the things. Because later John said that he was a thief. He said he had the bag. He used to help himself from the bag. The Bible said that when he was saying that that woman came and was pouring oil at the feet of Jesus and was using tears to wash the tears, was pouring. The comment of Judas was that this is waste now. They should have sold this and put the money inside the treasury. The Bible said it's not because he cared for the poor. Now because of the money, he wants the purse to go up so that when he put hand, he can get something, chunk something to put inside his pocket. May God have mercy upon us. The last money he collected, he could not spend it. He was thinking to himself. The money was smelling in his own nose. He brought it back to where he took place. It's the reward of the work you did. Now we cannot, when you work, now you get the reward. We are paying you now. You have to throw the money down. He couldn't go back home with it. When they pick the money, they say, this money, we can't put it back in the treasury. Na special money. Money of blood. People go to any length to make money. What do you want to do with the money? Will you eat six times in a day? At the end of it, you go to hell. They kidnap somebody. Apart from even people kidnapping themselves now. Some will kidnap themselves. Some will kidnap another person. And be somewhere calling for 5 million. Is it easy like that? Somebody that worked for 20 years, are they able to gather 5 million? And they be threatening. If that 5 million is not coming by tomorrow, we will kill this person. If his life is in your hand, kill him. Money. It is money that makes students to go and sleep with lecturers with small, small money. Yes. Some because they don't want to read. To be getting mark. What are you going to do with the mark? When you collect your certificate, you know it's a stolen one. It's a certificate of a prostitution that you are carrying in your hand. And use that one to work all the days of your life. This gospel is the kind that will never make somebody happy who is not ready to serve Christ. Yes, that is the way it is designed. It's a kind that is not going to make a sinner who is not ready to repent. It will never make you happy. You always come here and be sorrowful. Yes, that is the intention that God designed it. We are preaching to sons and daughters of God, people who are ready to go to God's kingdom. As we sit down here, there are some boys and girls that indulge themselves in some foolishness. Rotten life. Where are you going? Where you park yourself on an Okada, about four of you, you girl in the middle, you bracket and the back, and you are living from this place. God be merciful to you. What you sow, you reap. The prophet said, let's find favor with God, not with man. But that is what Judas done when these discrepancies added all in him. Amen. Let me tell you this. We know there are influences, atmosphere that you can be in, that you can be wrongly influenced. But also, there is an example in the scripture of somebody in the wrong atmosphere and yet was determined. And was determined that I will not be corrupted with this atmosphere. That was young Samuel. It was a child that the mother prayed earnestly for. And God granted the desire of the mother. The prophet said that because the mother was not selfish in her prayer, God gave her a prophet. And where he found himself was in Shiloh, in the parsonage, in the pastor's house, where there was Ophni and Phineas, ragamuffins, hooligans, sons of Belial. They defied the altar of God, live with women at the door of the temple. The sacrifices that is sacred, they defile everything. Go and collect the offering contrary to the way they normal it should be. And nobody could tame them. God sent a man first of all to Eli. Spoke to him. Eli, no, you don't do anything serious. God was looking. The meat these boys were bringing in a ragamuffin way. You were eating it. So stay the neck was getting fat and joining the body. God was looking. God was looking. They were bringing it in and they brought the report to you that this thing, this is how your children are collecting it. He was eating it. The neck was fat. He was eating the fat. Finally, God spoke to Samuel one day. He used to sleep in the temple to keep himself pure. Sleep where he was laying down in the temple, he had a voice. Samuel! Samuel! It was an elderly voice. He rose up. There is only one elderly man that is here, that is Eli. He runs from Eli. Say, yes, sir. I'm here. You call me. Eli said, I didn't call you. Go and lay down. He thought maybe he's already asleep and from dream. He lay down again. As he lay down and he was about to sleep, the voice came again. Samuel! Samuel! Bishop or whatever says, don't call. He's the one calling me now. He ran again. But you are calling me now. I hear your voice again. I said, no, I didn't. The thing happened the third time. He said, you know what? If you now hear that voice, don't come here. Because the Bible said that Eli perceived that the Lord is calling the boy. He now said, if you hear that voice again, don't run here. Where you are, just open your mouth and say that, speak, Lord, for your servant hear it. So Samuel went to go and lay down. Then the voice came again. Then Samuel said, speak, Lord, for the servant hear it. Then he told Samuel, the thing I will do to Eli, and it's out. Say, the ear that we hear, then we think. Say, he lift me up above the sacrifices of God, his children. He lift the children up above all those ones. His children are, he said, the evil he know. He said, the evils he know. Is that the scripture? Let me rush through a few verses. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that hear it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him, that is through the former message that was brought to him, that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth. Because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. That is where God had things against him. That is where God had things against him. If he had done his best, he would have been exonerated. And I want to tell you that even the children of Samuel also, when this same Samuel grew up, become prophet, because it was during his time that the people requested for the first king. And this their request was based on valid things, as we call it. Things that are tenable. Say you are old. Your children that should succeed you, they are not like you. The Bible said that they also take bribes. They provide judgment. But this type of statement never come to Samuel, because definitely Samuel would have done everything to tell the children that this path you are treading dangerous path. You are treading the wrath of God. You are facing the wrath of God the way you are going. If you continue like this one, God will destroy you. Once he has done that one very quietly, he did it very, then God did not have any problem with it. But Eli. So when God spoke, finished to Samuel, at daybreak, he lay down. I'm sure that night he will not enjoy the night because of the message he has had. Hey, to go and tell the priest that this is what God told me. Hey, throughout the night he was not himself. When he woke up in the morning, he closed his mouth. Eli called and said, call. There were things that happened yesterday. I'm sure that by the time you went back to go and sleep, that voice will not cease. What did God tell you? Maybe he hesitated a little. Then Eli spoke something. He said, I pray thee, add it not from me. God do so to thee among also, if thou had anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. Because Eli knew that definitely some hard things have been released. And he wants to know. And Samuel told him everything. Unfortunately, even his reply was bad. He said, and he said, it is the Lord. Let him do whatsoever seemeth him good. How can priests talk like that? How can minister talk like that? That is terrible. He ought to lay on his face and begin to weep and call the children that you have finished me. You have finished me. You have brought disgrace. You have done this. See what you are doing now. Hey, see what God has said. Let the children also fall and roll and cry unto God. In case God, because if God can look at Ahab and call Elijah and say, look at Ahab, how he walks softly before me. He will do the same thing for whosoever will also act like that. Unfortunately, look at Eli. See, it is the Lord. Let him do anything that seems good to him. As you do whatever I like. Okay now. In a short time, they went to battle. They carried the ark. The Philistines collected the ark. The two boys also went. They were slaughtered. By the time the first report came to Eli, how did the battle went? He said, the ark of God is taken. And your two sons too are dead. As he heard that one, he had heart attack. Jacked to the back. The head hit the ground. This neck that has been full of fat, the thing just break back. That's how he died. When the wife of one of the two boys hear the news, the ark is taken. My husband and the brother is dead. This, my father-in-law too is also dead. And she was separate. Whether her time has come, she started labor. And the child became to call. And they named the child Ichabod. The glory of God has departed. When you are seeing in your right senses, you better be careful and make a U-turn, amend your ways, and ask God for mercy. If not, God is respecter of nobody. What he did before, he will continue to do. But Abraham said, if God will let America go on their injustice, he will be duty bound, obligated to resurrect Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them for destroying them at that time. He said it several times. If that is what the prophet said, then that is what it means today. If God will let anybody go by your foolishness, when you are disposed to be hearing what you are hearing, and you go and be living like devils outside, you come here piously and go and act like devil outside, be careful. Be careful. Now, these people don't fear. You talk to people, they have effrontery. Show me the coat. What did you know? By the time we show you the code finish, anything that God say after that, will you be able to bear it? May God have mercy upon us. This preaching that we have been preaching all this while, if all the girls will take, every girl here will be a virgin. Yes! All these years, what we met with the pastor preaching, them evangelists and brother and the others, sparkling gospel. When we came on board, we never lure it also. Your weakness is here. Even the boys here ought to be virgins. Yes. Only because the message did not compulsory for brothers to tell the sister. It is in God's record. God is a just God. You won't defile other guests and then be looking for a virgin. God will give you one. The one he will give you, you will see it. God is a just God. Finish others and then be hunting for the best one that have been kept in. That had decency about that from the Holy Ghost Church. God knows how to arrange one for you. The one that will pepper you, that will give you high blood pressure. He will arrange one for you. He can be pious physically. You don't know what is inside. God that knows the way of all men, he will arrange one for you. May the Lord be our help. This day that we are, the devil is not taking it easy. Neither will God also take it easy. It is fight to finish with the devil. Yes, sir. As for whether God will have a bride, oh yes, it's in prophecy. But they are in minority. In minority. That's why Abraham said that even this loss of power you see, so he said millions will take it there that will never see God. These are the people that claim to be the most spiritual. Amen. Now we read in St. John chapter 15, verse 14. Jesus said, "Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you." In the Message, Hebrews chapter 7, part 1, paragraph 38 to 41, I'd like to read. It's 1957, September 15 in the evening, paragraph 38. "And God called Abraham to separate himself from all his kingdoms and to walk with him." Brothers, sometimes it means leaving a church. If the church you are in does not preach the same gospel. But Abraham said, if the church does not seem to have the marriage certificate, say get out of it. It means to Paul. He was in the church of the Pharisees and Sadducees. When he found out that these people are not believing the present truth, he left the place. He had to leave his church. He meant that to many, as he has meant to me also. Yes, sir. Sometimes it means to leave hope. He meant that to me. My dad said, away from here. I will never saw ourselves for a complete 1 year. He was the one that later looked for us. We are not looking for them. You don't want us? This message that I have seen, I will stay with this message. Make the parents hold their something first. Yeah. In person that have revelation, according to St. Luke 14, Jesus said, anyone that will not leave his father and his mother and his wife and his husband and his children and everything and carry the cross and follow me, he can't be my disciple. Sometimes it means to leave father and mother and forsake all. I don't mean to say it does every time, but sometimes it does. Of course, if you have a believing father and mother, that one, you don't need stress. You don't need to leave those ones, but to cleave to them as they guide you in the path of right. It means that you've got to take everything between you and God and walk with him alone. Oh, that blessed sweet communion, that fellowship that you have when you separate yourself from the things of the world and the carnal believers who is making fun of you and walk alone with Christ. To walk with God, it costs some things. Abraham said, we look at it in that message that we listened to on tape when I did not preach, invasion of the United States. He said, even people in the neighborhood were warning their children not to walk with his own children. He said, Abraham is a nice man, but he believed some funny things. So stay away from his children. so that you are not contaminated. All those ones, they are reproaches that go with the message. Me, I'm ready to bear it. Yes. As long as it is after righteousness, I'm ready to bear it. I'm not looking for friends of this world. I want my friendship to be with Jesus. Yes, sir. How many times that I've thanked God, he said, I'll give you fathers and mothers in this present world. I'll give you friends and associates. And I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Though the whole world turns its back on you, I will go with you to the end of the way. I'm satisfied with that. Brother Abraham said that one person with God is with the majority. At one place when there was like some squabbles in a church somewhere, a minister said that we from our town, we are the majority. Is that not politics? That's politics. How does township people constitute vote in the house of God? That's politics. There's no spirituality in that. It's complete carnality. What a blessed privilege. The man has that challenge to follow the Lord Jesus. To separate himself from all his carnal associates. To follow the Lord. And if any person seems not to behave themselves rightly and to present themselves as Christians but love the carnal things, it is best for you to hunt another partner right away. Yes. Friendship is not by force. If there is somebody that is maybe you are making friends with and he does not behave himself or herself rightly and present himself or herself as Christians, but you find out that they love carnal things, the prophet said, hunt for another partner. That's right. And if no one will work with you, if you cannot get anyone, there is one who promised to work with you. That is the blessed Lord Jesus. He will work with you. Amen. God told Abraham, say, separate yourself. Let's leave that. Oh man, okay. The prophet said, God spoke to him one time in the message Go Tell. That was preached 1960, September 11, paragraph 159. And there he stood, talking to me. And he said, but you walk with too many. He said, to walk with me, you will walk alone. Say, you are walking with too many people. No, I've said some things here that looks very radical. Doesn't look like it makes sense. But that's my conviction. Which I believe that God liked what I said. Let me repeat one. I don't care how close or family a person is to me. I don't care what part he plays in my life or she plays in my life. If he or she is very worldly and he comes on his bad day, and like people used to celebrate people on their bad days, and the person dressed like a Jezebel, I will never put such a picture in my status. God forbid, for no reason. The thing that God hates, I will showcase it. In the book of Revelation, he was telling those church that you hate this one, which I also hate. The things that God hate, me, I hate it also. A girl with trousers, then I will be showcasing it. One time, a girl was completely like a Jezebel, open the body up and down, and then a boy, who is supposed to be a message believer, he put this and said, you are doing well. I messaged him, I said, she's doing well like this. What type of judgment do you have? I have a nephew-in-law. that did maybe, I don't know whether he did the bad day recently, and then the sister, the sibling, the sister, put the picture there. I said, this is my husband. Then I messaged her. I said, with earrings? She has not answered me till now. With earrings? So you are not ashamed yourself that your brother is with earrings? Is he a man or woman? Even when the Bible condemns even women with earrings, your own brother is wearing and you are proud of that one. You are using that one to showcase. Look, I don't respect human beings to that extent. God forbid. I don't care what to do for me. I don't care the part you are playing. I don't care what you plan to do. You can as well keep whatever you want to do. When it comes to those areas, I don't go with that one at all. And I want to say honestly that a brother or a sister that have revelation of this message will not do the same thing. Yes. How do you showcase the thing that God hates? You can send message to the person, happy birthday. You cannot force me to put a picture on my status. You can't force me. Don't put my own in your status. Could you buy a lot? Is it by force? We have blended with this social thing until the thing is completely out of the message. And we are not careful. Everything is social, social, social. We have lost the value of what we believe. We have let the blueprint. We have let the green line. We just do what we want to please human being. And did you think about pleasing God? We were talking the other day, one of the people were discussing together in a meeting. He said, is only this church we preach this one like this? So I said, yes. It may be. It may be. Righteousness must start from somewhere. Yes. When it starts from somewhere, it will go around. If it is righteousness, God will use it to look for his own children. We as Christians, we are pacesetters. We are not copycats. Don't copy nobody. We set the pace, others follow. May the Lord be our help. The foundation that these men have laid, it is nothing will affect it. I tell you, nothing will affect it. Nothing will affect it. We dare here. If you are here, you are taking or coming here. This is the only, if you are not ready to preach it like this, keep your seat. Are you hearing me? Keep your seat. Because if you come and talk rotten thing here, now we go just boot you out. Where you will land, girl, it'll be very far. What? God bless you. Oh my. God bless you, Richard. As for the enemy fighting, we know that. We already have it in gospel that the gates of hell will fight, but they will not prevail. They will not prevail. They will not prevail. God must preserve the truth, unadulterated, until the rapture. He will do it. You cannot get the old dollar in the world to buy me from the truth. It's not just possible. It's not just possible. We have not finished this sermon. It may be, maybe another time. Maybe we will finish it. But let me just read this. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. 1960, September 11 in the morning, paragraph 172. I'm ready to go to Jordan this morning. I'm ready to stand to my commission. I have loved people. I have catered to them. He has met me vision after vision, which I don't have time to tell. And you know, it is wrote right here in the backs of this book saying, you are catering too much to people. To walk with me, you will walk alone. You are putting too much emphasis on those signs. You see, Brother Abraham, in his own simplicity, he tries to just get everybody along and whatever. Even things that God said, don't show them, we'll be showing them. God warned him, you can't operate like that. That is why when he got to the top, he said, this is a secret. This one, it will not be a public show. Brothers and sisters, we have come a long way. We have come a long way. We are not going to, we have, Abraham said, we have come out of the world. He said, we will not allow the world to come into us. It will make attempts, which is making attempts. But we are going to sweep it out with the word of God. Yes, we will sweep it out with the word of God. This message of the hour is to prepare the bride of Christ without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of such things. That is what this message is all about. Amen. The Lord bless you. Sometimes some things are crashing, but it's part of the message. Yeah, it's part of the message. It's part of the message. Our visitors don't think that this is a radical church. We are not being radical. We are only trying to deliver our souls and also deliver the people. The first messenger, Brother Paul, he told Timothy, a messenger under him. He said, you know my doctrines. I'm a man of life. He said, teach it to the people. He said, by so doing, you will save yourself and them that hear you. As at that time, he was telling Timothy that the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But now, the time has come when the people are not ready to endure sound doctrine. They want teachers that have itching ears. People that will make them happy, jump up and down. Jumping is fine. But when the life behind it is not fine, it is completely in the sight of God. It is worldliness. In disco, they are dancing there. They are dancing in disco. They are dancing every other place. Abraham said, a denomination, somebody will pray at the orchestra, musician, whatever, yesterday. Today, he come and play in church. Abraham said, it doesn't work like that in the house of God. He said, somebody must be proved. To see that the person is serious with God. You cannot be a ragamuffin yesterday. Today you jump here and then say you want. You have to cool down. There is time for everything. Be cleansed. Go through sanctification and make sure that you are. And people will look at your life that there is a change. Before you can do anything in the house of God. Next time the Lord helping us, we will look at other things. God bless you richly. May his coming gladden your heart. Do you love the Lord? Yeah. If you don't love God, who are we going to love? Who are we going to love? If you can, let's rise up to sing and hymn. If you can. If you feel like sitting down, no problem. But if you can, then you can rise. Just the hymn we sang the other time, 83. I found a friend in Jesus.
To me, he's the purest of 10,000 to my soul.
earthly friends, they could be deceptive. Earthly friends sometimes could even lead to disaster. They could lead to your destruction. But friendship with Jesus is what you will never regret. It will bring peace to you. It will supply your needs. It will deliver you from all evil. It will prepare a home for you where you will live eternally with Christ. That is the person that is comporting that you have to be a friend with. But anyone on this earth that is not ready to follow the way of righteousness, the way of purity, shun such friendship. I don't care how close you are. We have looked at the scripture and see causes destruction of each other. May God have mercy upon us. Shall we bow our heads? Let's commit ourselves to God. When God called Abraham, he told him to separate himself from his kindred, from his family, from his land, from everything. When he, in human sympathy, carried his father and his nephew along with him, Brother Abraham said that God stayed away from Abraham. He never blessed him. He said, and he will never bless you either until you also totally separate yourself from everything of this world. Until you are ready for that, God will just be looking at you. I want to believe that your name is in the Lamb Book of Life, but you will not see the blessing until you obey God's instruction to totally separate yourself. Parents, I hope you do your best in guiding your children in the way of right. Monitor their spiritual life to as much as you can. Pray for them with all your heart. Do everything that is within your power. It will be on God's record that you have played your part, that you have done your best. If anyone is ordained to go the other way, at the end of this life journey, you will not be held responsible for it. But if you slack, God will hold you responsible. Abraham said, I don't say my children will not do that or go that way. He said, but if they do, they'll be walking over the prayers of a righteous father, over my preaching, over my cries, over my instruction, over the example I put before them. They will have to jump all these barricades, and they will have a lot of regrets at the end of the journey for their decision. Play your part and do your best. Young ones, is on your laps. If you hear these things and you go your own way stubbornly, remember, you will pay for it in the days that lay ahead. You look for tears, you will not see tears. It will be you alone that will suffer it. As we bring the service to a close, is there someone that would like to be remembered in prayer? Over all that we have had, we are not here to scare each other, but the devil is there putting a scarecrow everywhere and want to use the word of God to scare himself, to tell him that this is the house of God, these are God's own children. And he does not have rights over God's property. And Satan is so stubborn, very stubborn, he does not hear easily. But God is over his own people. He's over his church. He has dominion there. He has a preeminence. If you feel anything in your heart that you belong to God and his properties, even though you are in the wrong road, God can still have mercy upon you if you come at the right time. If you want to remember the prayer, raise up. For those who have strayed, we pray you bring them back. Those who are strayed, may you stop them in their track. Those who are the valleys of decision, whether to pull one leg out to see what is happening outside, with your fear and trembling, may you drive them back, O Father. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Help we as parents to do our best, not to shirk our responsibilities. O God of mercy, may we never be found under any circumstances to compromise with anything apart from your Lord that is evil, O God. May we stand for your word. May we stand for righteousness. May you stand for purity. May we stand for holiness. As you pray, may you answer our prayers, Lord. Grant it, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you. Those at the altar, whatsoever brought them there, may you grant their desires. Meet them at the point of their needs. The one that want to be baptized this afternoon, oh God, may he do it with revelation, oh God. May there be a deep godly repentance in his heart, oh Father, as he's been baptized in water. May you fill him with your spirit. Thank you, eternal Father. As many as are sick in the body, in this audience, or in the tape land where they are listening in, may the pillar of fire that brought this message, that watches over this world, may you touch the body of your children and bring their head to perfection in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, dear Master. Blessed be your wonderful name. Be with us as we rest our bodies. When we come back again, may the windows of heaven be open one more time and shower your blessings upon us. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. Nine fifteen. 9:15. Wonderful story of love. Oh, wonderful story of love. Tell it to me again. Wonderful story.